to give her.
Mm-hmm. There aren't but about 10 or 12 in the country. It's really surprising how few there are.
Oh, very few. And Rutgers is about the second tops.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
She studied at the UN for 6 months while she was in college, too.
At the UN?
At the UN itself.
Hmm. And she went to college in New York? Or?
No, she went to college in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Oh, I
see. They chose 30 students out of the whole country for a semester at the UN in New York, and she was one of the 30 students chosen to go to the UN for a semester.
Oh, that's really quite an honor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to graduate school at Princeton, which of course is
She lived at Princeton, yes, when she went back to Rutgers.
Was that right?
Yes.
Oh, so
yeah.
Uh-huh. What was the Princeton connection? Was that...
Pardon?
What was the Princeton connection that you made?
It's just that after her second time in Europe, mm-hmm. the first time when she finished in New York at the UN, she writes home or calls home and says, "Mom, I'm halfway across the ocean, halfway across to Europe. Why don't I go to Europe for the summer?" Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, pulling this old bet.
Yeah.
And of course, she says she'd do it on her own, which she did. And she and another girl just tracked their way across about 9 countries for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, of course, she had met friends, of course, at the UN from all over the world, and she'd met friends at the university back at Waukesha. And they'd go around with a loaf of bread and a hunk of sausage and eat, and they'd take a train from one country to their next stop because that would be free sleeping quarters, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have friends that had, this one had a car dealership in Denmark, and he had a summer home on the Baltic Sea, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so they stayed there with them for 5 days, and they had breakfast with the sunlight on the terrace on the east side and supper with the sunlight over the Baltic on the west, and they'd swim at night. And they lived from rags to riches. They lived at an estate in England for 3 or 4 days and went to an afternoon tea party, you know, with a great heart specialist there to come confer with, things like this. So she was rag to riches trip. But then the second time when she got out of school was one of these economic slumps again. So her friend's aunt invited, who is a U.S. ambassadress in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that does the social bookings and meets at the airport and all this thing.
Mm-hmm.
She invited him to come and live with her. And she enrolled him in she enrolled them in school for French before they ever got there, and Kathy never did mix with languages, and she's a genius at anything else. Not at the Alias Francais or something. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. Anyway, there she went, and she lived with them, and then she met the European region manager for attorney for IBM.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a liking to each other, and they asked her to come and live with them in their chateau outside of Paris and be their nanny. It was called, what is the word for it, though, the French call it an au pair.
Yeah.
And all she had to do was get these tots off in the morning,
mm-hmm.
these two kids in second and third grade, then her day was free. And then she'd be there in the afternoon when they got home from school to entertain them with books or walk with them or anything and see that they did their homework,
mm-hmm.
and gave them their supper and put them in bed at 7:30. And then her evenings were free.
Wow.
And then when they traveled, they took her with them. And when they entertained, she was with them in the receiving line. And, I mean, they gave one of these great big fabulous parties that was catered in their chateau apartment where you could see the Eiffel Tower in the distance. And they had two orchestras playing at the same time. That's the kind of place they lived in. And she was co-hostess of their party with them, see? So these people, when his 3-year stint was up in Europe, was sent back to Princeton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy takes a trip out there. They were always in contact. And when she...